Okay, today is Daf Pei Aleph. We are on Pei Amud Beis, up to the Gemara. So there's a long Mishnah. One of the things the Mishnah said was that when a Shomeres Yavam dies, right? That means she's waiting for her husband died. She's waiting for Yibam. Now she died. Who buries her? Not who buries her. What? What? No, we didn't say. Not forget. That's the Gemara's question. The Mishnah said if Shomeres Yavam dies, who inherits her? Is a split. Half the Yavam, the brother that was going to, it's a machlokas, if it's the Yavam or all the brothers, and the other half, her family, her father. Right? She still has a father, she still has a family. They split it. Okay, that was what the Mishnah said. Ibayalahu. So now the Gemara asks, Shomeres Yavam Shemesa, mi kovra. Shomeres Yavam that died, well, who buries her? Right? Who's going to bury her now? Yarshe Habal, should it be the Yarshe Habal, the Yarshim of the first husband, who's that? All the brothers. The Gemara calls it the Yavam, even though it could be Tamachlokas, if it's the Yavam or all the brothers, that's one side. Kavrila, they bury her. The Kayarti Ksuva, because they're inheriting the Ksuva. Odilma, or maybe Yarshe Ha'av Kavrila. No, maybe the father, her father, should bury her. Why? Dekayarti nichasim ha-nichnasim v'yayotim ima. Because the father inherits the nichsim lug. When it says that the husband's brothers inherit her, that means the ksuva. And nichse tzon barzel. But that's what the Mishnah said. But the malug goes to the father. Goes back to the father. Right? That was the split that the Mishnah said. When a Shomeres Yavam dies, her property is split in half. Half go to the father, half go to the brothers. What goes to the father? The Nichsei Malug. What goes to the brothers? Everything else.
Why does Tzon Barzel go to the brothers?
Not Tzon Barzel. It's a Machlokas at Tzon Barzel. Let's say the Ksuva. The Ksuva itself. The money. That goes to the brothers. So who should bury her? Says,
what's the end result? She's a lady. Can she eat during that time? Can she eat? Was married to a lady. Can she eat miser during that time?
She's married to a lady?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Married to a Kohen. Because then she can't eat Yibam.
A second. So she's married to what? What do you say?
Kohen can't do Yibam.
Yeah, sure he can.
Oh, Chalutzah.
You can't marry a Chalutzah. You can do Yibam.
Okay, so let's say he's married to a Kohen. Can she eat during that period of time?
I don't know.
That'll be the answer.
I hear. Okay, I hear you. So, says the Gemara. Where am I? Yeah. Amram, Tashma, the Tanya. It's a Braisa. The Tanya. We don't have a Braisa. Shomeres Yavam Shemesa. Or Shomeres Yavam dies. Yorsha, Yorshe, Ksuvasa. Right? The inheritors, meaning those who inherit the Ksuva, who's that? The brother's relatives, the husband's brothers, they are chayav and bikvura sa. They are chayav to bury her. Okay? Good? Very simple. Amar Abaya, Afana Nami Tanina, we also learned, Almana Nizones Minichsei Yisomim, and Almana is supported, Mati, from the Nechasim of the Yasom. That means, When a woman's husband dies, she's supported from the children, right? From the yisomim. It's mashma that she can continue eating trumas and maaser. It's mashma she can. Umaisi yadeh shalahen. And then if she has a salary, it goes to the yisomim. Why? Because they supported her, so they can get her salary, right? No different than a husband. The ain chayav in the kvurasa, but they're not chayav to bury her. You hear that? But they're not chayav to bury her. Yarsheha, Yarshe ksuvasa, the yarshim who yarshin the ksuva, which is who, the husband's family, chayav in the kvurasa. They're chayav to bury her. The ezahu almana sheishla shnei yarshin. So what kind of almana has two yarshim? How does a woman have two yarshim? The answer is, Haviomer, it's a Shomeres Yavam. It's a Shomeres Yavam. Now, what's the reasoning behind all this? I'm not sure. You'll see in a minute. It's going to be fleshed out. Okay, you hear? Amar Rava.
So to what is it? No, you're talking about Yesoim here. She marries Yom that doesn't have Yesoim.
What?
Doesn't have kids.
No. He had children from a previous marriage. Right? They're the husband's Yesomim. It's their stepmother. They have a chiyuv to support her until she gets...
Wait,
until...
then there's no Yibum. Yeah.
What?
Then there's no Yibum.
Why not? Then there's no Yibum. Isn't the Yibum going her?
No. It's not under him.
No, the Yibum goes on him.
He has no children.
Goes his name on the blood so she can be erased.
It's his no children.
She's right.
Yes, how could that be? Taka?
Doesn't go on her. She didn't have any children.
No.
He doesn't have children.
He doesn't have children.
Okay. You know who asked that question? Tosfos, actually. Yeah. Look at Tosfos. Mitura demasnisan dayik. We're being medayik. Thank you. We're being medayik from the extra words here. It says yorsheha yorshim, like two yorshim. Aval ikar masnisan lo ayir b'shemeres yavim. We can't be talking about a shemeres yavim. Ela b'stam almana. It must be a stam almana. The hakatani v'nichna yisomim. B'shemeres yavim ain lo yisomim. They can't be. So the Rashash says it means other relatives, a cousin, a father, maybe. It means so the Rashash says. What?
Cousin would have a
fear. So he has relatives, no? Maybe his father.
So what?
It means other relatives.
So why don't you consider a meish mitzvah? I just consider a meish mitzvah and finish it.
Ein lechinami. Ein lechinami. They don't have a right. So the third cousin doesn't have a duty to bury him.
Doesn't have.
They're able to support her, so let's let her have some support. And her salary goes to them. This is until she gets married or until the ksuv is paid off. Okay. Amar Rava, says Rava, what kind of thing is this? Why is the brother of the Yavam, the brother of the man who died, why are they paying for the funeral? Why is he paying for the funeral? Right? Why should he pay? That's what we just said. The brother's obligation, well, he's called the Yavam. He's waiting. Should I do Yivam on her? Should I not? Should I do Chalitza? What should I do? I don't know. And all of a sudden she died. I have to pay for her funeral?
Yeah.
Think about it.
Because they inherit the ksuba.
So Amar Rava, Lema, let him say the brother, Ach ani yoresh. Yeah, the brother, I'm a brother, so I inherit my brother. Ishto ain ani kover. Why on earth am I burying her? Why is it my duty? Says Rashi, Ach ani yoresh. It's the last line, the last wide line of the last word over there. Ksuva zu, this ksuva, shani yoresh, that I'm inheriting. Ein kan min dunyas avia klum. It has nothing to do with me. Ella rather, Mosayim is $200. Vitosvos shekasav la achi. I have to give to her the ksuva of my brother 100%. Ve'ein ani yoresh osa ella achi. I have nothing to do with her. I inherited my brother. Why do I have to pay for her funeral? She's a foreign person to me. You want to tell me it's a base mitzvah? Okay, so it's a mitzvah chesed. Why is it my obligation? Why? It's a good question.
No.
No?
Because this money already has been put aside for her. This money has been already pledged, and so. But he's inheriting. So even though it's inheriting his brother, it's inheriting your property has been already...
So Amalei Abaya, I'll tell you why the brother has to pay. Mishum deboren olem mishnei tzadim. Because we come to the brother from both sides. And we say it like this. Im achiv yoresh... If you're inheriting your brother, you're inheriting his estate, right? Your big shot, who's a rich man, and you're inheriting his estate, so then yikvor es ishto, so bury his wife. Im eino kover es ishto, and if you're not inheriting, if you're not going to bury her, then yitein ksuvasa, then give her the ksuva. You can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways. Says Abaya. Doesn't make sense. Ravi, you're wrong. It's not right, it's not fair that he should have both ways. Amalei. So Ravi says back to Abaya, Hachikah Amina. This is, you're right. This is what I meant the man could say. The Yavam could say. Ach ani yoresh. The brother I am inheriting. Es ishto ein ani kover. But I don't have to bury her. Why don't I have to bury her? Because it has nothing to do with her. Ve'i mishum ksuva. And if you want to tell me that I have to pay her the ksuva, and therefore I have a duty to bury her because I'm getting benefit, what benefit am I getting? I inherited the ksuva, and by the way, if she dies first, I get to keep that ksuva. Let's say she brought it to the marriage with a rich girl, so that's what you want to tell me, I have to pay for the burial? She died already. So, right, she died. So, you want to tell me, I keep the ksuva? However, there's another rule. Listen to this one. The rule is, lo nitna ksuva legabos bechayim. A ksuva is never paid when a husband's alive, if there's no divorce. So the husband died. However, since I'm the yavam, I'm standing in his shoes, it's like I'm alive. When does a live man pay a ksuva? Never. Never. Right? Only a dead man, unless it's a divorce. There's no divorce here. He died. But I'm his brother, I'm in his shoes, so it's like a live person paying a ksuva. That never happens. So why should I pay for her funeral? Look at Rashi. It says, L'gavos Michayim. Kals man sha'bal chai. As long as the husband's alive, he never pays a ksuva. I'm in his shoes. I was about to do yibum. She died. I was going to do yibum tomorrow. No, she died. So therefore what? Therefore, how can I pay the ksuva? I'm alive still. It's as if the husband's still alive. If the wife dies first, the husband doesn't pay the ksuva.
But he has an obligation to bury her.
Huh? And therefore he has an obligation to bury her. Called a technicality, yeah? Right? So one second. Before we get to that answer, before we get to the end of this, now man shmasle, who says that? The isle medrash ksuva. Who says that we darshan the ksuva in such a way? Says Rashi. The next Rashi. Man shmasle, the isle medrash ksuva. Shadoresh loshan ksuva. Who's the one who darshan the ksuva like this? The ksiv, because it says, shekasev, it says, ba. It says like this. It's what it says in the ksuva. Likishetinasi laacher. When I marry someone else, tatli ma shekasev lichi. Give me what it says in here. Dimina dayekes. From that we are medayek. Lo nitna ksuva legabos michayim. There's no way that a live man can ever pay the ksuva. Why? Because the ha'eni yichol, she can't get married to someone else. How she get married to someone else? The only way she can get married to someone else is if her husband died. So you see from here, it's an inference that a ksuva is never paid from a live person. Here, the brother liked the live husband, and therefore he shouldn't have to pay. Who says all that? Who says all that? Beis Shammai says all that. That's Beis Shammai. The Ashmi'in and Lahula Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai holds, by the way, the Amri, Shtar Ha'oved Legabos Kigabos Dami. That a shtar that's collectible is as if it's already collected. We're going to see in a few minutes where Beis Shammai holds that. But what do you see from here? What does that mean? That a shtar that's collectible is as if it's already collected. That means that a ksuva is a shtar. And a ksuva says, I owe you money. In case XYZ happens, right? The husband says to the wife, I will pay you money in case this happens. That's already collectible. Since it's collectible, if her husband were to die, don't give me this technicality that the brother standing in the shoes. And baloney is that. It's collectible. It's omei legabos. It's as if it's already collected, and therefore pay me. So you can't have it both ways. If you hold like Beis Shammai, that we read into the ksuva such a provision, doesn't really say that, but it sort of implies it, right? When I marry someone else. Well, how are you marrying someone else? Only if he's dead. Okay, now you want to tell me, yeah, but he really is alive, because he's standing in the shoes, all this nonsense, all that, what's the word? All that technical, legal, halachic, nuance. Not true, because Beis Shammai holds that a shtar that's collectible is already collected. And therefore, it's already collected. And therefore, her right to the ksuva beat the fact that the brother stands in the shoes. You hear all that?
Yeah, but typically when there's a no brother, and she doesn't get the ksuva, she may not get the ksuva for years and years and years. It doesn't matter.
It's collected. It's collectible, and therefore, can he take the ksuva and go to Las Vegas with it? No. Why? He owes it to her. Right. It's going to take a few years. Doesn't matter.
No, but Kolzman, that she's supported by the Yarshim.
Right.
No ksuva.
Correct.
Only when she says, I had enough.
Exactly. So she'll say it tomorrow. She's not a fool. She's not a fool. So every woman, we said this, everyone has to decide. What are the chances of getting remarried? How much are they getting? What's the ksuva worth? All these chishbonos. Right? What is it, what's better for her? So she'll sit down with an accountant and they'll figure it out.
Right? It's not automatic the minute she dies and she gets ksuva.
Correct. But in theory, the debt is owed. That's the key. The debt is owed. Therefore, that beats the fact that the brother is standing in the shoes of the dead husband. Okay? Okay. Ditnan. Because you have a Mishnah that says like this. Right? It says, where's this Mishnah? I think it's in Sota. Now, what happened was like this. A woman was suspected of being a Sota. Right? A woman was suspected of being a Sota. So what happened? The husband told her, we're going to the Beis HaMikdash, I'm going to make you drink the water. On the way to the Beis HaMikdash, the husband died. Okay? And by the way, if a woman is a Sota, she doesn't get the Ksuva. Right? She doesn't get it. She's a Sota. Well, so she's going to die. Exactly. She doesn't get the Ksuva. She forfeits the Ksuva. So on the way to the Beis HaMikdash, her husband died. So now what? So the halacha is now there's no drinking the water. Because you can only drink the water if you have a husband. Even though it was all arranged, and they had scheduled in the Beis HaMikdash 2 o'clock to come drink the water, that schedule is going to be cancelled. That appointment is not going to happen. Okay? So we went to the Mishnah of Ditnan. Meisu ba'alehen. If the husband died, ad shelo shasu, until she didn't have a chance to drink it, because the husband died. So beishame omrim, not los ksuva. She gets her ksuva. She gets the ksuva. And velo shosos. She doesn't drink the water. Why? No husband. She gets the ksuva. Wasn't there a suffix whether or not she was a sota? Says Mishnah, it doesn't matter. She gets the ksuva. Beis Hillel Omer. So we'll see in a minute. Beis Hillel Omer, no. O shosos, o lo not los ksuva. Either or. Either she drinks, or she gets the ksuva. Or she doesn't get the ksuva. Can't have it both ways. One second. O shosos? How could she drink? How that could be an option? Vehevi ha'ish es ha'ishto elakorid amar rachmana. The man, the husband has to be alive. Veleki, he's not alive. So. So Beis Hillel Ella, no. Mitoch shalosh shosos. Since she can't drink, lo nolos ksuva. She doesn't get the ksuva. So what's Beishamai holding? Since she can't drink, it's a suffix. It's a suffix if she's a sota. Right? There's an allegation she's a sota. A legitimate allegation. Right? So therefore, she doesn't get the ksuva. You want the ksuva? Motzi mechaver all of a raya. She can't bring a raya. She can't drink the water. So she loses.
So we're assuming that if he dies, we're assuming that she is a sota.
Not assuming anything. It's a suffix.
So we are.
But it's a suffix.
So why should she get the ksuva?
Why should she?
Because.
So why does Beishamai hold she does? So let's learn a few more lines. Has nothing to do with that. Has nothing to do with Chesed Kash. Beishamai says she gets the ksuva. Beishil says she doesn't. It's not nothing to do with Chesed Kashras. Nothing to do with.
We're making an assumption that she's a sota. That she definitely is sota. We're not making that assumption.
Listen to me. Listen for a minute. We're not making that assumption at all. It has nothing to do with that. Hold. Be patient for a few more lines, and it'll become clear. You'll see. Yeah. Beishame omrim, not los ksuva lo shosos. Vamai. Why on earth does she get a ksuva? Sveikahu, it's a suffix. Suffix zanai, suffix lo zanai. It's a suffix if she was mazana, suffix she wasn't mazana. We're not talking about some random bald allegation. No, it's legitimate over here. Aidim, right? So she's a suffix, yeah? So, the ka'asi suffix, umotzi mi de vadai. And a suffix is going to take out a vadai? In other words, why on earth does she get the ksuva? Why? Basil makes much more sense. The answer is, I'll tell you why. Because kasavri beishamai, shtar ha'omid legavos kegavos tami, a shtar that's collectible, it's as if it's collected. The minute, so a ksuva is collectible, the minute the husband died, it's collected. Don't tell me things about ksuva sota, maybe yeah, maybe not, she can't drink it, it's all irrelevant. It's collectible, and therefore it's like it's collected. And therefore all that wins. All that wins, all these sveikos about a sota. Why? That's Beishamai's hold. So how can you tell me that the brother's going to say, well, I stand in the shoes of the dead brother, and therefore it's a Michayim, and we're darshaning the ksuva, we're making an inference in the ksuva that live people don't pay ksuvas. Says the Gemara, all that's irrelevant. Why is all that irrelevant? Because the ksuva's omed legabos. The minute the husband died, the woman could say, pay up. Just like by a sota. Even though she could be a sota, pay up.
However, if there is a yavam, shouldn't the yavam bring her to drink? to decide if there is a...
It's a good question. So the answer is no, we don't do that. Right? It's no, there's no din like that. Right? So I v'haba inan, v'haba inan. But one second. But there's still a rule. There's still a rule in the ksuva. The ksuva still says l'kisha tesinasi lacher. When I marry someone else, then tidli masha kasav lichi. Then give me what it says in here. V'leka, you don't have that. Why don't you have that? Because l'maisi is alive. The answer is no. What are you talking about? Amar Vashi yibam nami ka'acher dami. The brother's like someone else. He's considered someone else. He's not considered a husband. He's not the husband. Right? The premise was, he's standing in the shoes of the husband, he's like the husband. They're like the husband. He's a brother doing Yibum. It's like another person. So once that happens, should it pay up? I was Mekai and the Ksuva. The Ksuva says, when I marry someone else, I'm marrying someone else. Who is it? The brother. I'm being Mekai and the Yibum. Pay up. Okay? Good? Huh? No?
What technically is, she's not that. She's more than that.
Correct.
She's more like an engaged person than she is a married or single person.
Correct. Because she has a zika.
Exactly.
Right. Right. That's why she's in the middle.
Exactly.
Which is why we have a whole discussion in the Gemara about this. Had to figure it out. Right.
I understand that. But that answer is making it black and white and it's a lot of gray.
Right.
Remember how many pages we spent on yes zika or ain't zika?
Yes, many. And we never really discussed in the whole Masechta, maybe one Gemara in passing, what's the story with the Ksuva. We never really discussed that. In a bunch of times people asked, like, what's the story with the Ksuva? We never really discussed
it's
it.
Limbo.
What? No, we never know, because we're going to see later, that it, maybe tomorrow, I don't remember now, that it goes back. You'll see tomorrow, all the first husband's Ksuva. You'll see, it's tomorrow's daf, I believe. But we never really discussed that. Okay, next. Shalach lo ravala baya, biad shmaya, barzera. Umi nasda ksuva lagabos mechayim? Is that even true that you can collect a suva when someone's alive? Vatanya. Okay, this is very hard. Shalach le Rava la Abaya. Rava asked Abaya in the hand of Shmaya Bar Zera, right? By the way, we said earlier that Beis Shammai held that you can't give a suva from a live person. Because the darshan the ksuva, we're making it. What does Basil hold? Basil holds it could, right? It could be such a thing. So how's that possible? How could that be possible? Why? What's wrong with that? Right? We're referring now that since Beis Shammai was such a firm believer of darshan the ksuva, and therefore you can't pay when you're alive, Basil disagreed with that. Votanya, but we learned that a brisa. Rab Abba Omer. This is going to be the statement of Rab Abba. Sha'alti es Sumchas. I asked Sumchas the following question. Harotze sheyimkar b'nichse aviv. Here's what happens. A man, Reuven, is married to Leah. Reuven died. Leah now is a Yavama. She's waiting for Yibam. Shimon's going to do Yibam. Now, Reuven was a very rich man. So Shimon inherits all of Reuven's stuff, including the ksuva. So the ksuva's worth $1 million. She was a rich man, he gave her a big suva. Fine, I'll give her $1 million. Or I'll set aside $1 million. But the rest of it, I want to sell. I want to sell the stuff, I want to invest it. We're starting on the topic of everything. Can he do that?
Why not?
So the answer is he cannot do it. Why? Because all the estate of the brother is designated for her, for the wife. Even though there's a lot more here. What kind of svar is that? Why should that be? Not 100% sure why that should be.
It forces him to make a decision.
So what do you mean make a decision?
Forces him to either do Yibum.
No, nothing to do with that. Well, you'll see nothing to do with that. First of all, you're not allowed to prepay a ksuva. Right? You're not allowed to prepay a ksuva.
What?
We said that sometimes.
Yes, you do. So maybe
by a yavama you can't. By a yavama you can't prepay. I'm not exactly 100% sure.
That means
you say
no.
No, this is what you do. Here's what the guy wants to do. He's not trying to cheat this woman out of one nickel. He's not.
He just wants his money.
He just wants to, I'll give you the ksuva, but I want the rest of it to invest.
Okay.
Can you do that? How do you do that?
Set aside the ksuva.
I'll set it aside. I'll put in an escrow locked account. She's never going to be... I'm not cheating her one penny. but there's a lot more in the estate that I could that I could play with,
yeah,
and I'd like to.
So the answer is no.
So can you do that?
You can't do it.
Why not?
Why not?
Very simple reason. Because you're making a break of some sort between that zika.
Correct. No, but even so how do you
exactly what you're doing?
So how do you so the answer of Abba, is there any way to do it? Is there any way to do it? Okay?
Why you can't do it.
So you'll see I think that after today and tomorrow you'll understand why you can't do it.
Once they get married,
so he answered like this. Keita de Wobza, what do you do? Im Kohen who if you're a Kohen, if you're a Kohen, your brother's a Kohen. So if you're both Kahanim, in which case, if you marry her in Yibam and then divorce her, you can't remarry her.
Right.
And you don't, you have no issue with her. You're happy to do Yibam, you're happy to stay married to the rest of your life. You just want the money. So if you're a Kohen, this option is not available. Therefore, what do you have to do? Yaseh Suda, make a Suda via Pais, and get her to agree.
Get her to agree,
what is she going to agree to? Right? That she'll agree that yeah, I have no issue with you selling the extra money from the estate and you investing it as long as my ksuva is set aside. She could agree to that.
Okay.
Im Yisrael who, if he's a Yisrael, a much better option. It means to butter her up. Im Yisrael who, if he's a Yisrael, if he's a Yisrael, right? Megaresh beget, divorce her. Pay her back the ksuva. Pay her off the ksuva because you divorced her.
Right.
And then, yachsa, remarry her.
Can't do that, though.
Why not?
Doesn't have to give her ksuva again?
It's your brother's wife. You can't do it. Exactly.
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. However, the Mishnah that we did yesterday happens to disagree with you.
I know, I asked that question yesterday.
After Yibum, if he divorces, allowed to take her back.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, you already made
it. You are. Absolutely, yeah. You are.
When he made Yibum, she becomes
the Mishnah.
His wife.
He still has to give her another ksuba.
The Mishnah says it.
I thought that also.
Huh?
I think my focus about that at least.
I don't discuss any Yibum.
You can't do Machzik Rishos by Yibum because it's only one opportunity to marry or not.
No, that's if he did Chalitza, he cannot take her back.
Right.
But if he did Yibum, then he divorces.
If he did Yibum and then he divorces her, he could lie to take her back.
But he's allowed to give her a ksuva.
Fine, so he'll give it. He'll give 1 million out of 10 million. So he'll give the million. Then remarry her and not get all the money. I inherited it. I divorced, I did the mitzvah. Then I divorced her.
And I gave her
the ksuva, so the rest of it's mine.
I'm
going to
marry her.
100% you're allowed to.
But you have to give her another ksuva.
Fine. So I have to pay 8 million out of 10 million. It's worth it. It's worth it.
Do Yibam and then
because you're not allowed to.
No, what?
You're not allowed to.
You're married now.
You're not allowed to.
No?
No. That's what I was saying. You said before, no, because then it's making a choice. It has nothing to do with that. You're not allowed to. Why you're not allowed to? I'm not 100% sure.
And that's why you're not allowed to.
Why?
Because you're making a split.
No, but you married her. You married her. You did Yibam.
No,
Yibam.
That wasn't the case.
Yes, that's the case. No, you did Yibam.
You did before Yibam.
He wants the money. He knows the brother just died. He left two things. A woman, a wife, who's Yibam eligible,
right,
and a lot of money.
Right.
So I'll take both of them. I'll take the wife and I'll take the money. No, you can't get the money. The money's set aside for the ksuva. But there's so much more money here.
Yes,
the answer, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're not allowed to.
It's his money.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You're not allowed to. So they said, Rabbi Abba, is there any way? He said, yeah, here's the way. Marry her. Divorce her. Give her the money and then remarry her.
And then discount the ksuva.
Okay.
Because the money is in karka here, and the karka is in the shuba to the ksuva.
That's nothing to do with that. All that.
No.
No, nothing to do with that.
Why can't you be? Why can't you be a woman?
Because this option's better.
Simple.
This option's much better. It's better. It's better. We don't. What? So what? You better marry her.
You don't want her. She doesn't want that.
She's done Hebrew and Hebrew. She's got a pretty tough life.
Show me 11.
Now, one second. One second. V'isal kadaitach. If you hold nitna ksuva lagabos mechayim, that you can give a ksuva when you're alive, so niyached la shiur ksuva, let him set aside the ksuva, v'ashar lezibin, and the rest of it he can touch. I'd have to do the whole crazy ruse, whole crazy thing. Just give it to her.
That's where we started.
The answer is, you can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. That's the answer. You're not allowed to do it. I think it's only by a Yavama, but you're not allowed to do that. Now, one second. Ultameich, so according to all this, lo simi masnithim. The kasha is on the Mishnah. Why are you asking, what are you bothering with Rava? The kasha is on the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? It said, lo yomar la, harei ksuves kuvaseich munachas licha ala shulchan. Don't say, here's your ksuva on the table. Meaning, I'm prepaying it. You shouldn't say that. Why shouldn't you say that? Right? Ella, rather, kol nechasav acharoyin leksuva. Rather, the entire estate is held meshubid to the ksuva. What kind of thing is that? Right? The answer is, no. Hatzam eitza tova kamashlan. That's not a halacha. That's just good advice. What's a good advice? Right? What does Rashi say? What's the advice? Why is that a good idea? So Rashi says, Shema yavdu ha-metaltalin. Maybe you're going to lose the metaltalin. V'nim teis below ksuva. V'tzarech lichtov ksuva acheres. You don't want to ever designate things now. You don't want it to be the next 30 years. So therefore, it's good advice not to do that.
Not to
prepay the ksuva or to designate. You see my collection of antique bottle caps? That's your ksuva. Right? And then someone happens and she sells it on eBay and where's the ksuva? It's all been gone. It's all gone. So that's a good, that's advice. That's not halacha. Dilo te mahachi, but if you don't say that, that is advice. Say for diktoni, v'chein lo yama adu l'ishto. Don't even say to your real wife. Forget a yavama. Hare ksuva seich munachas l'chal ha-shulchan. Hey, your ksuva's over there. You shouldn't even say to your regular wife. Forget a yavama. You shouldn't say that. Ella, rather, kol nechasav acharayin l'ksuva. All the possessions are mishubet to a ksuva. Now, ishto, ibayle lezvuni hachinam zelamatzim mezavin. What, with your own wife, you're not allowed to go invest your property? Of course you are. With your own wife, you're not allowed to be busy with the marital stuff. Of course you are. What do you mean it's mishubet to her? Ella rather, eitzatova kamash. It's just advice. The advice is make sure you have the money set aside. Hachinam eitzatova kamash. It's just advice. Ella rather, derbi abba kasha. According to Rabbi Abba, it's still a kasha. So what's the kasha? Says Rashi, "Ademagareish la." Why is the divorcer? What was the remember the case? You want to get the money also. So what do? You have to divorce her. What if you divorce her for? Niached la. Set it aside. Shaharei gerushin ginai hein l'shnehem. Nobody wants to be divorced. It's a ginai to both. Everybody who wants to do that. The much better option. What's the better? By the way, the mafayet is not an option.
What?
It's only an option for a kohen.
Why?
I don't know. It's not an option. So what do you do? Elavadai taima the lo nidna ksuva l'gvasa mechayim. It must be, you can't collect the ksuva when you're alive. That must be pshat. It's not going to be silly thing. I like that. That's the kasha.
Why is only a woman married to a kohen allowed to be mochel? Not a.
I don't know. I don't know. So the Gemara answers no. The Rav Avi nami lo kasha. Rav Avi is also not a kasha. You know what the answer is? It's mishum eva. What kind of marriage is it? When you constantly tell her, right? Yeah, look at Rashi. Hamiyachin leishto, o karka, o metaltalin. When you do that, when you set aside, you already have a fund for her ksuva. Right? You know what that does? Nosin evas olam beinehem. It creates eva. Disavra, ain of nosin begirshin. Any minute, he's divorcing me. He's already got the fund set up.
No,
right?
What?
He's already got the fund set up.
No, with life insurance policy.
Avolzeh, but here, Shemagaresh almanas shiachzer, when he's going to divorce her on the condition to remarry her, she only knows he's doing that because he wants the cash. She doesn't, what does she care? Let him get the cash. There's no Eva. There's no Eva. But imagine the other way around.
But it shows he's willing to divorce her for money.
He'll remarry her.
Is that bad? That sounds good.
He'll remarry her. But by the way, it's a very funny situation where so much money has to be set aside for such a little obligation. He owes her $1 million. He had to set aside $10 million. Why? So she understands it doesn't make any sense. Why? I don't know the answer. I don't know.
This is insurance in case I pass away. Not
what?
In case I divorce you. Why are you looking at it like that? Why are you looking at it in terms of get? This is an insurance plan. In case I die.
Yeah.
Here's your money. Don't worry. That's okay. But that's like great.
So fine. Now imagine you had divorce insurance. My honey, look what I did. I took out a policy. In case of divorce, you don't worry, you got money over there. So people don't like that. That causes Ava. It just does. I'm not saying it's not a good idea. No,
it
just does. It
serves as both insurance for either death or good divorce. Why?
So the because the divorce part causes Ava. It just does. Okay. Hahu Gavra, there was once a guy. The Naflo Le Yavama de Pumpadisa. Yavama fell to him in Pumpadisa. Boy Achua. Now listen, what happened? Listen to this. The brother says, "Oh, you know what's going to happen? My older brother Reuven is going to do Yibum. He's going to get all. He's going to pull this shtick. He's going to give her a divorce and then remarry her. And that whole estate from my rich brother Levi all goes to him, Reuven. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go." I'm going to give her a get, this woman. And by giving her a get, I'm going to make Yibum impossible. Right? Because once you give one of them, once one of them gives a get, nobody can do Yibum. You hear this? So, Amalei, my daitecha. What's the issue? The brother says, what are you doing? Mishum nitzchi? You want the estate? Don't worry about it. I'm not such a greedy person. Ana b'nechasai palagnalach. I'll divide it with you. I'll divide it with them, all my brothers.
Yes, listen.
What? No.
One.
Because he's why does
only one brother get them with the estate?
Because only one brother does Yibum.
Yeah.
So
why should everybody else share in this?
All Yarushim of this guy, aren't
not
they?
The one who does Yibum.
Only the one
who does Yibum has to pay that ksuva. Even though it's from the brother's money anyway.
Yeah.
Amar Rabbi Yosef, one second. Kivud Amar Rabbanan, lo lezabin, afagaf, lo lezabin. What did we say? Can the brother sell any of the property?
No.
It's all mishum to the ksuva. So what does he tell the brothers? Don't worry about it. We're all going to share. That was an empty statement. He can't do that. He can't do it. It does not a valid sale. It doesn't work. The Tanya, Misha Meis, a guy dies. Viniach Shomeris Yavam. He leaves over Shomeris Yavam. Viniach Nechasim B'mei Amana. And he leaves over $100. Afal Pi Shek Suvasa Eina El Amana. Even though the Ksuv is only $1, or one mana, so there's 99 times more than the Ksuv here. Right? The Ksuv is one mana, it's 100 mana. So there's 99 extra mana to play with. What's the halacha? Lo yimkar. Not let us sell any of that. Shakal Nechasav Acharayim L'Ksuvasa. The entire 99 is set aside for the Ksuva. So by him telling the brothers, don't worry about it, we're going to split it all. It's empty words. Amalei Abaya. One second. V'chol hechad amar Rabbanan lo lezabin. Anytime the Rabbanan say not to sell, afagav dezabin, lo havi zivune zivine, it's not a valid sale. It's not true. V'atnan, you learned in our Mishnah. V'shame omrim.
Timkar.
Ubasil omrim lo timkar. What's the case? The case was when the wife inherited the money and then they got married, right? Remember that whole thing? Lo timkar. Eilu elamadim shem machra v'niskaye v'nasna v'kayim. That if she did sell it, Basil agreed it was a valid sale. It wasn't supposed to be done. So you tell me anytime there's anytime a sale is not supposed to happen, it's not valid. It's not true. So shilucha, that's a good question, right? Shilucha lekaimei to Rav Chanina bar Papi. They asked that question to Rav Chanina bar Papi. Shalcha kirav Yosef. They sent back what? Rav Yosef said it doesn't work. So Amar Abaya, one second. Atru Rav Chanina bar Papi. Kipi talila. He's like wearing earrings. He's like hanging. He's hanging on the words of Rav Yosef, but didn't give a reason, right? Shalcha lekaimei to Rav Miyuni b'Reid Rav Nachmumei. Shalcha kedah baya. I said like a bai said also, but that no one gave a reason. Ve'i amar ba Rabbi Yosef taimachmini shalchali. So if you hear a reason from it, tell me the reason. So nafag Rabbi Yosef dog va'ashkech. He found the following reason. The Tanya, hareisha yinose ba'achiv v'meis. Let's say the case is like this: Shimon owes money to Reuven. And who died? Reuven. Shimon owed money to Reuven. So now, Shimon says, I'm inheriting Reuven. So what do I have to... I owe the money, but... The two brothers, right. Shimon owed money to Reuven, and Reuven died. So who's Shimon paying the money to now? To himself? Because he inherits Reuven. So who's he paying the money to? To himself? Doesn't make any sense. Right? One second. But there's a woman over here who's entitled to a ksuva. So, lo yomar, you shouldn't say, well, ho el v'shani yoresh, since I'm inheriting him anyway, hichzakti, I can get keep the money from what I should put it from one pocket to the other pocket. That's silly. Ella motzi in mi yavam. We take it out from the make him pay. V'yikach behem karka, buy karka. V'hu ochel peiros, and with that karka, let him enjoy the peiros.
And it protects his
ksuba. Right. So what do you see from here? Right.
That's a case for regular marriage.
They can buy stuff.
So what? What do you see from here?
You can buy before they.
So if you take the money away from the brother, right, from a pre-existing debt. This debt was 100 years old or 10 years old, whatever it is. So for sure, right? For sure, a sale now won't be valid. For sure a sale won't be valid. I'm going to sell it and tell the other brothers, don't worry, we're going to sell it, I'm going to divide every... For sure it's not valid. What do you see? It's not valid. Amale Abaya, one second. Dilma de Tavale of Dule, right? What does that mean? The tavul. What does that mean? The tilma. The tavule of delay.
Some perhaps doing
something good
for
him. Oh, what?
Doing something good for him.
Doing something
good for him. Amalei tani motzien. What do you mean? We're telling you you can't keep it. Vata marta the tavule of delay. You tell me it's a good thing for him. It's not a good thing for him. It's a bad thing for him. What does that mean? Right.
Give him good advice.
When we say Motzian, it's Mashma, we're not giving him an Eitz HaTovah. Eitz HaTovah is said in a different Lashon.
Okay. Okay.
He's investing in land and not...
Right, aha. Hadar Shalchu Kameh Rav Yuni Bar Berei Rav Nachumi Amal Hachi Amar Rav Yosef Bar Min Yuni Amar Rav Nachman Zu Eino Mishnah. This whole thing we said wasn't a Mishnah. The whole thing was incorrect. It's incorrect. Yeah. Therefore, you can't bring a riot from this case. Now, we're going to stop here because there's nowhere to stop now. Now, what's wrong with that Mishnah? What was wrong with it? Why are we saying now it's not a Mishnah? What was wrong with that statement? Right? So we don't know, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Hopefully, Mirtz Hashem, we'll finish the parak tomorrow.
Tomorrow
is not easy. Everybody have a very good day and a very good Shabbos.